While rimming her asshole, I could smell the stink from her anus.
I love getting fucked up my asshole. And let's stop talking and cornhole me.
Then I started to push my rock-hard cock in and out of her asshole, starting at a slow speed, then getting faster and faster when her sphincter finally loosened up. And then I ejaculated a boatload of white, sticky, hot sperm into her rectum. Then she squatted over me and told me to open my mouth wide. She spread her ass cheeks open and lowered her asshole over my mouth. And then she let out a big nasty fart, and then her sphincter opened up, and then a big, thick, punk brown shirt of shit came out of her anus and landed on my chest. She pushed like she was having a baby, and her sphincter opened up again, and I saw another nasty, long, brown thing turn to shit come out of her anus and into my mouth. When she was finished getting the major turn of shit out of her bowels, she shit some more, but it was loose shit that even turned into a little diarrhea, which either went in and filled my mouth or completely covered my face in nasty and stinky brown solid and liquid feces. Then she smeared her stinky brown feces all over my chest, legs, arms, shoulders, and finally my face.
Hey, Freaks, it is Monday, August 21st, 2017. Coming up on the program today, interview with a crackhead, plus crackhead sex and crackhead fights. Gay marriage must end in bloodshed, and a hospital elevator has been slicing people in half. All this with your voicemails today.
The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
Hey guys, Tim Henson with you. Back to start a new week of programs. This right here is DV. Happy Eclipse Day if you're into that sort of thing. Nature and the cosmos and heavenly splendor. I am spending this once in a lifetime opportunity in my dark studio. I have blackout curtains. I've got absolutely no view of the eclipse. And meanwhile, Lord Douche is down the fucking path of totality with God knows who. I can't tell you how many times I was like, hey, this is a cool website. Look, this website will show you exactly where the moon and the sun and the stars and the this and that are going to be, right? We're pretty close, right? To the path of totality. He's like, oh yeah, great. Like, he didn't really care about the solar eclipse. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, I'm gonna go down to fucking Tennessee or Kentucky. Bye. And I'm like, oh, I'll join you. And he's like, no, you've got the dogs to take care of. I'm like, what? Apparently a friend got a hold of him and was like, hey, why don't I go see the eclipse? And then all of a sudden he's interested in it. Left me here to fend for myself. I really am living a nightmare. Also, this past weekend, I was going to do a show for you guys. I went down to Cincinnati because, you know, we keep toying with this idea of moving down there. And someone wanted to show us a house, which was a real shithole. But, I'm not on the road 30 minutes. And this stupid pickup truck in front of me flings a rock. It wasn't a rock lobster. That probably would have done way more damage. And cracked my windshield. And the crack is growing and growing and growing. So I had to deal with that. So I apologize. There was no show this weekend. I kind of teased you guys. I said, maybe I'll do a weekend show. But I always tempered those expectations. Like, maybe there will be a show. No promises. This is why I say no promises. I do have a great show for you today. I kind of am in a foul mood. And, you know, I've been like that the last couple days. And I think my mood is affecting the clips that I'm choosing to play for you. Like, the first one is a crackhead being interviewed before being paid for sex. There used to be a bunch of porn websites like Crackhead Confessional, CrackWhorePorn.com. Like, this is a real fetish. It's so disgusting. You know why? Because I see these women, these crackheads, giving blowjobs to these guys after they smoke crack. And I just feel like their breath must reek. You know, they got rotting mouths. They just took a hit off their crack pipe. And, you know, smokers' breath, never good. I can't imagine what they cracks.
Do you get fucked up on it when you
Absolutely
swallow
Absolutely not. You swallow it in baggies, and then you can peek it back.
Oh, you
back.
Swallow it in the baggie?
If you don't swallow it in baggies, then you can't peek it back.
I think she's describing how being a drug mule works.
Do you get fucked up on it when you
Absolutely
swallow
Absolutely not. You swallow it in baggies, and then you can peek it back.
Oh,
back.
You swallow it in the
if
baggie?
If you don't swallow it in baggies, then you can't peek it back up. Of course it can hurt you.
Now, would you shit the baggies out and get them back?
No, you peek them out.
You puke them up.
Yeah. So you eat the baggies, right? You tie them up nice and tight. You swallow the baggies, and then you puke them up. You don't shit them out. You only shit them out, I think, is if you shove them in your ass.
Oh, after all the bullshit's over?
Yeah, he's 16, 93, and comes in.
No shit.
Yeah, no shit.
How many times you done that? Twice.
Yeah, because the last time this guy I know that I was getting my dope from, real big white guy, big guy. And I went to school with him, and he looked over down and he said, Christy, I tell you this, that white truck down the road, he's going to pop you coming out of here. And I'm like, fuck. I had both my dogs in the car, the little chihuahuas in the car, and I was like, fuck.
He said, what does pop mean? Does that mean like shooter? Or is that like a cop?
And yeah, I said, well, can I do? It's 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I have no saliva in my mouth. I got to try to swallow all this dope. I have $200 of the dope in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to swallow it as he's hitting the lights.
So it must have been a cop, right? All right, so I'm learning some things here. First of all, you do crack, you're going to get dry mouth, naturally. You should always have a cup of water. You know, if I was a crackhead and a drug mule, I would be looking constantly for those hot dog eating contests. You know, the ones where like the contestants dunk the hot dog bun in water before sliding down their gullet. One would think a crackhead drug mule would be very good at that. She's got practice. Like you said, you know, she's got dry mouth. Still sucking those baggies down.
He's a drop the piece. I said, fuck. So they got a drug paraphernalia. Piece of cocaine. Driving on suspended. Fucking unlawful tag. Fuck you. Cops suck. They fucking all suck. I hate them.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you have any lesbian sex in jail?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't touch a girl in jail if it was the last thing on earth. They're gross.
Oh, my, how uppity she gets when it comes to lesbianism. Nah. That's gross. Pussy, I'd never let that touch my lips. Meanwhile, she's downing bags of cocaine and crack. She's smoking the shit.
$1,500 a day?
Little pussy's not gonna hurt you.
Day?
$1,500 a day?
Yeah, but I was going for 6-7 days at a time, awake.
Are you smoking out and staying up the whole time?
Yeah, still? But I didn't smoke out. I could do a hit, and it was the speed that was keeping me going. And then you gotta be hardcore, which I was always
Yeah, that's a drug addict. You're a drug addict. You're nothing special. Like, yeah, I do drugs and I'd be up 7 days a week. Yeah, that's what meth addicts do.
Oh man, you know, I was always making the lunch, cooking the dinners, raising my kid, you know, so it was more like a...
And I bet you didn't look like a tweaker at all. Constantly like licking your lips and looking around, darting your eyes. Pretty obvious when you're dealing with a crackhead. As a matter of fact, I've got a video here. It's another crackhead. This is one where a guy picked up a crack whore on the street. He's like, I'll give you a couple bucks if you suck my dick. And she's like, can I do crack in your car? And he's like, okay, whatever. And here she goes. I think she starts twitching.
I'm not scared of shit when I get high. Like,
yeah.
But if I get some garbage, oh God, I'm scared of everything. I know too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I analyze shit. Everything, yeah. I pay attention. Like, I just took that hit. What you see, I'm looking around. I'm not paranoid. I just make sure I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
For what I see.
She's not looking all around and fidgeting because she's paranoid. It's because she's a thinker.
So I don't keep looking up and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
But you can't put my window down. Beautiful truck over here, honey. Will you buy it for me?
Been half stripped down already, so.
Look, I'm not a crackhead. I'm not paranoid. I just like to look around a lot. Oh my God, there's a car. Look at the truck. Will you buy me that truck? I don't care if I die. I don't give a shit when I'm dead. The other thing with crackheads, like, they don't like to focus on stuff for a long time. So they're all excited about getting money and getting some crack to smoke. But then when they actually have to give the blowjob and fuck, they want it over as fast as possible. Like, she's sucking this guy's dick. He's got a condom on. He can't get hard because, you know, this is a gross scenario. She's sucking. Then she just starts giving him a hand job, which is not what we bargained for. There she goes.
Help me out.
Or just bend your ass over and fuck you from behind.
These are things you shouldn't say, you know, if you want a guy to come. You can't be like, hey, hurry the fuck up. What's wrong with you? Help me out here. I feel like she's just in it for the crack. I rewound it a little bit, sorry. Oh, his dick is gross. Oh. It looks nasty with, like, the condom. Like, a condom on a flaccid penis just looks bad. Not appetizing at all.
Help me out.
Help me out!
Bend your ass over and fuck you from behind.
Woo! $10 more. I'll bend all the way down.
All right.
$10 more? That's all? That's the difference between a blowjob and ass fucking?
You can see that ass.
I could get into this crackhead economy.
Don't get soft on me.
Oh, I'm not.
Let's see what her butt looks like. Looks okay with the jeans on.
Okay.
I feel like we're going to look at a couple satellite dishes here in a second, though.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Ooh, baby, you better come, because once I come, I'm locking up on you.
You can keep moving on me. Yeah.
You'll have that with drug addicts. Can't stand in one place. You know, he was like fucking her for 5 seconds. He's like, you better come, honey. I mean, what do you expect for $10 extra?
Oh, you gotta hurry up. That shit's burning me.
Oh.
Oh, God.
More complaining. The crackhead is worried about a burning sensation. Eventually, she does that thing where she just, like, lunges forward so the dick slips out of her hole, and she's like, you just gotta finish on my leg.
Oh, God. You to come. I should point on my leg, huh?
I mean, I guess you're paying the extra $10 to fuck her. She didn't say anything about fucking to completion. Read the fine print. All right, you know, speaking of crackheads, the other videos that I like to play featuring them are the ones where they get into fights with people. And I have one of those. Here is a crackhead neighbor fighting with another crackhead with a broom.
I don't need that.
What you just heard is a window being smashed. Some woman threw a brick or a rock into someone's house. She's crackhead number one. That's crackhead number two, the guy who comes out running with a broomstick.
Me!
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you got right, bitch! You fucking my brain!
Whoa, yeah, you shouldn't do that.
That's the friendly neighbor who's upstairs. He's the one that's filming.
I've called the cops on you 5 times.
The cops
are money.
So whose place is that?
Mine!
So why are you... Why are you still here, like, doing all this
no,
stuff?
We don't know who he is.
You don't... I know who
nobody
he is. He's my neighbor.
He's a fake... He's illegal something. He got a fake name. Excuse me. No. He's illegal something.
She's spraying there. She's got like a spray can of like, what is that, deodorizer?
He got a fake name. Matias Kuzma, no. He's a little something.
What is that?
He's got a fake name. He's got a fake name. Like, she's definitely tweaking.
Something.
What is that?
What?
That thing.
Oh, it's
Hey, you shouldn't, yeah.
Oh, it's a spray can. I don't know if she's huffing that. But she's also spraying, spray painting this guy's grill. Zoe comes running out again. She's using the spray paint can as a weapon. Trying to spray this guy.
Spray it, kid! Hey, I'm gonna keep going, see your fucking ass.
Go home, yeah, I got key. See my key?
I'm gonna shit, give me the key back, bitch! Fuck you! What was that the grill for?
Hey, did you just eat that?
Yeah, I don't know what she's eating there, but she says something like, do you see the teeth? I have teeth. And she's holding something in her hand, maybe teeth, and then she puts it in her mouth. I don't know whose teeth she's eating or where she got them.
Hey.
She's got a mop now. I don't know where she got that, but she's got a mop that she's swinging around.
Come on, come on.
God. Wow, the neighbor is really enjoying this. That's pretty much it. She wants to call 911. They're about ready to duel with their broomsticks, and that's when the video ends. You know, as much as I like to feature this kind of stuff, I am so grateful that for the most part, everywhere I've ever lived, and I've rented a lot of places, never had a crackhead problem. I've had a homeless drag queen problem, which was pretty messy. I don't know if she was a drag queen or a tranny, but she was just a horrid-looking old black person. She looked awful as a man, looked even worse as a woman. My apartment building had, like, parking in the back, right? Off-street parking, but it was very small. So if you were working late or you were just unlucky, you'd have to park on the street, right? And I parked on the street, and she would pop out of nowhere, probably a dumpster. Had a rat's nest of a wig with, like, twigs and bird shit in it. She probably was a crackhead. Toothless. She was never mean, but she wasn't nice either. And of course, she'd always hit you up for money. But it was weird because it was always like a specific amount. And she wasn't looking for a lot. She was like, she'd come up to you. I'd get out of my car. She'd pop up out of nowhere. And she would just be right up in my face. And she would say, like, "You got a dime for a lady?" I'm guessing, like, her thinking must be, who the fuck carries change, right? Who's going to have just a dime? You're going to have, like, a dollar. Just keep it. Right? Give a homeless person one dime. Even though that's specifically what she asked for, if you give a homeless person just one dime, you're a dick. Likewise, you know, I've never filmed my neighbors doing weird shit. Again, this is probably because I haven't really lived around crackheads. I don't think I've ever even gotten into a fight with my neighbor. I'd have to go all the way back to when I was a child, right? And a neighbor kid was being mean to me. And even then, that wasn't like a real fight. It was like hurling shitty insults while I was riding my bicycle. Like, I remember, like, I went and I got my hair cut, right? Well, my mom took me to get my hair cut. And this was back, I would say, in the late 80s, when I was very, very young. Maybe 1990, right? I was 10 or 11, right? All right, and so normally, my dad would take me to get my hair cut, and we would go to Jimmy the Barber. Jimmy the Barber owned this this building, right? He was the only barber there. It was this it was almost like a shed, right? It was this very, very tiny, tiny building, right? And it was next to a bar, Chick's Bar, a windowless bar. And so my dad and I would get our haircuts, usually on a Sunday, and then he would take me to whatever bar he wanted to go to. And I would have a pop or whatever after I got my haircut. But anyway, so I wanted to get... I wanted to get a cool haircut. And Jimmy the Barber, first of all, was bald. He wore a toupee. The world's worst toupee. He had the arms that were, like, covered in hair, right? He had super thick arm hair, layers upon layer. And he'd always have, like, a rubber band. And I always thought, oh, that's gotta hurt when he, like, takes off the rubber band, because the rubber band was super tight. He's got all that hair matted down, and it was just really weird, you know, to have like a bald barber but wanted to trying to convince us all that he has luxurious hair, because you know you want your barber to look good in the hair department. Anyway, so I went with my mom to this place, this salon, Bill Tobias Studio, and Bill Tobias himself did my hair. He was the premier salon in Ashtabula. And he gave me a flat top. I looked like Belle Biv DeVoe or something. And that was apparently the style back in 1990, right? Looked like DJ Jazzy Jeff. I don't know if he had a flat top, but... So I got this flat top, right? And I start riding my bicycle when I got home. And my friend... This guy was my friend, right? I rode past my friend's house, and he was in his yard playing. And he just sort of yelled at me, like, "What's that on your head?" And I got all mad, right? I'm like, "Oh, this is a flat top. I look cool, right?" So I was pissed off, and I pedaled back home, and I told my mom, this kid was being mean, right? He asked me what was on my head. And my mom said, "Well, you you know what? You just turn to him and you say that it's a flat top. It's a very popular style right now. And I said, oh, okay. So then I got back on my bike. And, like, my mom was feeding me lines, basically, right? So then I bicycled back to his house. And as I'm passing him, I'm like, hey, asshole! I probably didn't say that because I was 10. I was like, hey, this is called a flat top. It's the style. And then my friend, I don't know if we were feuding at the time or something, but so I made that witty comeback, which really wasn't a comeback at all. But then he said, yeah, it looks stupid. And I was like, whoa. And I didn't have a comeback, right? And I got all mad again. And so I pedaled back home and I said, Mom, he said my hair looks stupid. And she said, well, you know who doesn't think it looks stupid? Bill Tobias. Oh, and I was like, ooh, that's good. So I got back on my bike, and I'm like, bicycle to his house again. And I'm whizzing past him, and I'm like, hey, Bill Tobias doesn't think my hair looks stupid. And my friend, or my frenemy, I guess, at this point, was like, who's Bill Tobias? And I said, he owns a salon. And my friend's like, salons are for girls. And then I got mad again and I had to pedal home. And I'm like, all right, Mom, what do you got for this one? And then my mom was like, just don't go past his house anymore. How about that? Oh, I was fuming. Trying to look cool for once in my shitty existence, right? Getting a crappy haircut every couple weeks by Jimmy the Barber. He only knew how to do one type of cut. Short on the sides and a little less short on the top. So I finally get a nice haircut at a professional salon and I get made fun of when I was trying to show it off. And I've had hair issues ever since. All right, I don't know what that has to do with crackheads, but there's a link in there somewhere. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. So much for being wonderful supporters of the show. If you would like to become a true and honorable freak, really support this nonsense, help ensure that this thing continues on for a long, long time, sign up for the Sideshow, DV's member site, where every week I do full-length shows just for paying members. Also, you get full access to the entire archive of programs, about 3,000 shows in the archive. Also, occasionally, we'll do mini programs, weekend shows, video cast, that type of thing. It's a great time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Tomorrow, we'll be doing an exclusive show just for Sideshow Freaks, and then again on Thursday. So sign up. There are monthly memberships for $6.99. Very cheap, $6.99 a month. And then it's even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Okay. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, whenever we talk about these crazy pastors who are like, the world's coming to an end, and God is going to destroy Earth because of all the fucking abortions and faggots running around. Those pastors or evangelists usually come from the United States. Despite this guy's message, it's refreshing because this time it comes from New Zealand. A pastor in New Zealand says he's fine with same-sex marriage. That is refreshing. Oh, wait. Let me finish reading that sentence. Dot, dot, dot. So long as the couple is murdered after the ceremony. Oh. Still, I think we're making progress. The video was posted on YouTube. I couldn't find it. I'm pretty sure it's been pulled at this point. Logan Robertson of West City Bible Baptist Church. That sounds a lot like Westboro Baptist Church, doesn't it? In Avondale, shared his strong thoughts on gay marriage during a service, which was filmed and published online in July of this year. Robertson said his view on homo marriage was that it was never mentioned in the Bible. So I'm not against them getting married, okay, as long as a bullet goes through their head the moment they kiss. Oh. Because that's what it talks about. No, not homo marriage, but a homo death. There's no such thing as homo marriage. In the most recent video, published on Sunday, Robertson said he did not believe women should be allowed to vote. He also said, this is in Australia or New Zealand. He also said newly appointed Labour leader Jacinda Ardern. Ardern? should leave Parliament and be in the kitchen, you know, where she belongs. Jacinda needs to shut up, go home, get in the kitchen where women belong, and bake a cake for her boyfriend, Robertson said. Both videos were published on YouTube and shared on the church's Facebook page. Ooh, let me go on there and see if they're still available. It does look like they publish all of their sermons on YouTube. And I see the one here about Jacinda. The one about gay marriage has been taken off of YouTube, as I suspected. Here's a little bit about Jacinda Ardern.
And you definitely don't vote for Jacinda. You know, she needs to shut up, you know, go home, get in the kitchen where women belong and bake a cake for her boyfriend. That's where she needs to be. No, just in Parliament. Oh, people are like, oh, are you going to have kids? You know, that's not a question. The question is, just get out. You know, you shouldn't even be in Parliament. Just stop.
Okay, just atrocious audio. It's nice you want to share your message, but no one can understand you. Human Rights Commissioner Jackie Blue said Robertson's speech had no place in New Zealand. Those who preach hate and violence are out of touch with everything it means to be a New Zealander. We pride ourselves on defending human rights. To use this language is not only hateful and shameful, it's un-Kiwi and has no place here. In 2014, Robertson was slammed by both the leader of the Baptist Union of New Zealand and by the HRC after he said he would pray for a gay man to kill himself. Author Jim Marjoram emailed 400 churches about his book, It's Life, Jim, which details his many decades of struggling with being a gay Christian. In response, Robertson said he was not interested in your filthy lifestyle or book. I pray that you will commit suicide, you filthy, child-molesting fuck. Robertson wrote an email. West City Bible Baptist Church is an independent church founded by Robertson himself. On the church's website, it said it had a love for the lost and a vision of reaching the lost souls of Auckland. The church is reported to have a membership of about 40 people. It's not exactly a mega church. All right, second story we have for you. A mother who had just given birth to her third daughter was reportedly cut in half, Jesus fucking Christ, at a Spanish hospital when her stretcher became stuck between floors inside of an elevator. This sounds like a magic trick. I'll saw this woman in half, her legs will be on floor 12, and the rest of her will be on floor 16! I'm gonna butcher these names. Rocio Cortez Nunez, 26, was being transported between the second and third floors. She's still technically there on each of those floors of Our Lady of Valme Hospital in Seville when the incident occurred. I'm a total wreck, Nunez's husband, Jose Gasper, said. Yeah, imagine how your wife is feeling. Wait, did she die? Didn't say anything about death. Just she's cut in half. This cannot continue. What? Today it has been Rocio, but tomorrow it could be another person. These fucking elevators! The silent killer. I mean, silent aside from the dinging. Ding! Floor 12. All right, David Gasper, Nunez's brother-in-law, told Europa Press the family was devastated, and Nunez's mom said she only found out her daughter had died, oh, so she is dead, when she heard there was an accident at the hospital. She wasn't able to recover from, you know, being cut in half. A surprise. Yes, mom had only found out her daughter had died when she heard there was an accident at the hospital and approached a staff member. I think the problem is, like, you know, when you are wheeled in on a stretcher, those elevators have to be extra long to accommodate people, you know, lying down. And I think, you know, those elevators probably cost more to install. So the hospital might have fewer. And the person who was wheeling this woman didn't pick the right elevator. I don't know. This doesn't make any sense. She's hanging halfway out of the elevator. All right, I went to the information desk, Carmen Nunez said. They told me that a girl had died, and then they confirmed to me that it was my daughter. Oh, that must have been awkward. You know, the grandparents are there expecting to see their daughter and the newborn baby. Like, hi, yeah, I'm here to see my daughter, Rocio Nunez. All right, let me just pull her file, see where she's at. Oh! She gave birth today. You must be the grandparents. Oh. you want to see your daughter. Is there a particular half of her you wanted to see? Because she's spread out over multiple floors.
What?
You probably want to see her face, right? Quote, "What a cruel death she suffered," said Carmen Nunez. Nunez had given birth to her daughter, Triana, via cesarean section and was on her way to a maternity ward at the time of the incident. Nunez's stretcher was pushed into the elevator. Okay, I'm following. Which suddenly moved upwards before the stretcher was fully inside, trapping Nunez, whose head, was reportedly stuck between the roof and the elevator frame. Oh my god. I thought it was like her legs that were decapitated. Because I know when I, when my mom was in the hospital, they wheel her into the elevator, you know, head first. So her, her feet are near the door of the elevator. That's the way you do it. So if the elevator is to suddenly close and chop off my mommy's feet, you know, she might survive. All right. Nunez's head was reportedly stuck between the roof and the elevator frame. Firefighters needed about 2 hours to reach Nunez's body. Aside from Triana, Nunez leaves behind daughters Carmen and Rocio 4. So a little Rocio Jr. All right. Finally today. Well, we kind of missed out on this because, you know, the eclipse was today. I hope you all enjoyed it. I didn't have any of those fucking dumb glasses, couldn't find those anywhere, and I wasn't going to make any. So I was like, oh, you know, I thought, and maybe I'm just dumb. I guess I'm dumb. I thought, like, with the eclipse, it was going to get dark, like it was night, right? When there's no sunlight, I thought it would be dark. So even though we weren't in the path of totality, as they call it, right? My zip code, it said, I typed it into this website and it said, the eclipse is going to cover like 86, or the moon's going to cover 86.7% of the sun. And I'm like, that's pretty close to the whole fucking sun, right? So it should get pretty dark. It didn't. It looked outside gray, like it was going to rain, you know, and that was pretty much it. And then it was over. And then it got sunny again. I guess you have to be in that path where it's like completely dark and you can see stars and the moons and the this and the that. Anyway, Gentlemen's Club often make most of their money after dark. But on Monday, a local club was hoping to cash in on the 2.5 minutes of morning twilight that will accompany the total solar eclipse. Northern Dreams is hosting a weekend of adult-oriented camping, where people could pay to park a camper or pitch a tent on the club's grounds and experience the eclipse from its location north of the city. The city, I guess, being Casper, West Virginia. So is this adult-oriented? Are there going to be, like, strippers outside doing shit or what? Like, or you, is it just you could use the strip club's parking lot? People can also pay to park in the club's lot to witness the moon as it swings in front of the sun Monday morning. Those looking for salacious daytime entertainment all weekend might want to look elsewhere, though. We have our strippers in here in the evenings, but during the day, people are just going to be camping. What makes this adult-oriented? People can pay to park a camper or pitch a tent on the club's ground, I guess, and have sex. I think the idea is like, oh, you can bang during the eclipse, maybe. But you have to do it in your camper. The guy, Ed Rojas, who has owned Northern Dreams for 16 years, said that he plans to open the club at 10 a.m. on Monday, just in time for the eclipse. I guess this story was posted before the actual eclipse. And open a few hours earlier on Sunday as well. Some of the dancers, he said, will sport eclipse and solar-themed outfits over the weekend during the ramp-up to the solar eclipse. Rojas said he saw homeowners and businesses in the city and state treating the eclipse as a moneymaker and decided he should do the same. He's never done it before, but he applied to host 15 sites for camper trailers on Northern Dreams property and received the permits last Tuesday. He was charging $100 per night for self-contained camper sites and $50 for, you know, people who want to build tents. As of Friday, he hadn't had any takers. What is this? This isn't even news. This sounds like a plea for business. He was still optimistic as of Friday. The location is ideal because it affords a view of the mountains, he said, and light pollution out that way is limited. The only thing I have is my big sign, and it's not going to block much, he said. He's referring to the hand-painted Northern Dream sign. It's not even lit up. So, you know. Ross will open the campsite on Saturday and have them available through Monday. He plans to spend the weekend at the club supervising the festivities. I wonder how that went. He hasn't encountered much resistance, though his neighbors have asked him to display a sign that says, "Fires are not allowed." Regardless of whether anyone reserves camping spots, he hopes the weekend will be a boom for business, which I'm sure it wasn't. When was this written? The 18th? That was just a few days ago. Give it up. Why am I reading this story? Regardless of whether anyone reserves camping spots, he hopes the weekend will be a boon for business. I'm sure it wasn't. Although I would like to see strippers in solar eclipse-themed outfits. You know, if you get like a stripper with big, huge tits, right? You could paint one like the sun and one like the moon, and then you mash down the one that looks like the sun. Like, you press it real hard, and then you push the one that's painted like the moon over, so it's like overlapping the sun tit. Or you could get two strippers to reenact the solar eclipse. One with a tiny titty, and then paint, you know, another stripper with a big, huge, fat ass with the sun or something. I don't know. Then they can, like, twirl around the pole and reenact, you know, the moon orbiting and stuff. I don't know. There's some creative things you can do with that. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, I absolutely love to hear from you freaks. There are many ways to contact DV. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. Send along any, you know, pieces of audio, video, links to news stories, stuff you think might be good for the show. Would appreciate that. Of course, our voicemail line, 206-666-4463. I'm about to play a couple of those. And there are social media ways to contact us. I'm at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Now for voicemails.
Jigoo, Tim. I lost a lot of weight not that long ago.
Mm-hmm. How'd you do it?
Well, over the course of about a year.
Keep in mind, I only want to hear quick ways to do it and ones that don't require any effort. So don't talk to me about exercise or eating better.
I lost about 60 pounds. And
good for you.
It was all because of one thing that a therapist told me, because I used to have a real bad eating problem, was that,
like, don't eat entire jars of peanut butter at one sitting.
It's not about the food, it's about the eating. You're addicted to the feeling of eating.
I do like things in my mouth.
She said that just chewing and putting your hand to your mouth is comforting and relaxing. So
now you eat air? Like,
what
you,
I did,
you mime eating?
It was, I wound up...
You know what? I rarely ever see fat mimes. This guy might be onto something.
Just replacing things like chips with grapes, and I ate a lot of carrots and stuff, and just substituted things.
But I don't like the taste of carrots and grapes. I mean, grapes are okay.
So I kind of got the mental...
But I don't like, you know, they're wet, and they're cold, and they're squishy.
Emotional and psychological effect.
What about Cheez-Its? Can I eat a lot of Cheez-Its?
And pounds just started falling off. Like, I was a total fat ass before,
yeah.
And now I'm, like, super skinny.
Yeah, well, that's good advice, I guess. You know, I have, you guys have, I don't know if you've been following me for a long time on the show. You know, when I started the podcast, I was not super fat, but I was a little chunky, right? And then when I started doing the show for a living... I slimmed down, I guess, primarily because I didn't have enough money to eat. No, I just, I just had it in my mind that I was just I just stopped eating, you know, a lot. I was really down to like one meal a day. Got down to like, I don't know, under 100, 200 pounds. And, you know, I'm almost 6'3", so that's, you know, pretty good. And then I got fat again. And I blame that on being in a relationship. That'll destroy you. And then got out of that relationship. And then I once again slimmed down. And I was even skinnier. And then I got into a relationship. And now I'm probably bigger than I've ever been. So what does that tell you? Love makes you fat, and it's not worth it.
Jigoo, Tim, this is a Sideshow Freak, Robo Christ,
666, long-term listener, first-time caller. I've actually been listening since like 2007 or 8 when the Aunt Jemima Sixtastic Tuesday was coming out.
2008. See, I was thin back then.
Anyways, I was listening to the 7-Eleven show, and
now 7-Eleven of this year, very fat.
Talk about the episode where they had the the radio thing in Britain that was being hijacked, and they kept playing the Wanker song. A song that I think you might find funny. It was by Cunt in the Gang. That's Cunt with a K. It's called "Use My Asshole as a Cunt."
All right. God bless YouTube. Let me see if I can find this here. Cunt in the Gang. Oh, Cunt in the Gang videos. Use my arsehole as a cunt. It's going to be British, isn't it?
A record deal, but I was too rude. I tried approaching companies, but they did not approve. Until I met this one guy, a corrupt A&R man. He said, "Cunt, I will sign you, but you have to understand. I want to utilize your bum somewhere I can put my fingers and my hands, my toes and then my foot. My penis and testes, my tongue and then my head. I mulled it over carefully, and this is what I said. Go on then, just this once, use my arsehole as a cunt. Use my arse, use my arse."
It's got a real Pet Shop Boys vibe. I think it's because they're British.
Use my arsehole, use my arse. Go on then, just this once, use my arsehole as a cunt. Use my arse, use my arse, use my arsehole, use my arse.
Alright, that's Cunt and the Gang. Everybody, and finally today.
Tim, Baby Crepehead here. At first, when you were telling us about dyeing your hair and beard and shit, I was cringing. You didn't seem like the type of person that would worry about anything like that, superficial shit about your looks. But then I remember.
I know. If you look at me, you wouldn't think I gave two shits about how I look.
But then I remembered you're gay, so. It's okay.
Thank you.
It's natural for the gays to do that stuff.
No, it's just, I'm not superficial. It's just, you know, when you've got all gray hair and you're so young, like me, you look in the mirror constantly, you're like, I'm old. And I just felt old because, you know, I got heart problems. I'm always sore. You know what I mean? I wanted to see what I would look like with normal hair, you know, see if I look my age. And I gotta say, people have been a lot nicer to me, I've noticed, since I have my brown hair back. It's strange. Maybe it's just I'm nicer. I'm not as crotchety. Who knows? But that, you know, it's going gray again because I haven't been, reapplying. It's not so much that I want people to think that I'm naturally brown. Like, I don't care. Like, people I know, I don't care if they think I'm gray or brown or whatever. It's just, like, sometimes I like to switch it up. You know how faggots like to play dress up, you know, do weird things to their hair, make it green or put glitter in it or whatever. This is my version of it. I just don't want to look like a near-dead for once. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
Get in the kitchen where women belong and bake a cake for her boyfriend.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow if and only if you're sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been.
I'm a pretty pony, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. I love to have my mane brushed underneath the old oak tree.